Heart has a brand new way to wake up.
A couple of days ago, we had a chat with Vicar Bailey, as you would be probably aware, Tuesday, wasn't it, on the cable car, the Mount Wellington cable car issue, which just keeps going on and on and on and on. Off the back of that conversation, I was contacted by a chap by the name of Tony Doherty, and he was representing an organisation called the Hobart Cable Car Supporters. And he was asking for an opportunity to come on the air and rebut some of the things that that Vicar Bailey was saying, with specific reference to the Wellington Park management plan. So I thought, why not? Let's have a chat. Tony's online. Good morning, mate. How are you going?
Hey, good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. First up, just a couple of questions, you know, a little bit obvious ones. You're not in the pocket of the cable car company, are you? They're not paying you to do this? You're not a secret lobby group, well-funded, et cetera, et cetera?
No, no, we're just a bunch of amateurs who think it's a really good idea for Hobart and put our mouths where our ideas are and try to be advocates for the project.
Okay. One of the you've expressed some disdain for the, I guess what you're describing as a distortion of truth by the opponents there, specifically the residents opposed to the cable car group represented by Vicar. Let's just sort of go through it bit by bit. What was your major beef? What was your major gripe with what Vicar was saying?
There's a whole litany of things that the opponents to the cable car project have done over the years to distort or stretch or even blatantly not tell the truth. But I guess claiming to represent the majority of people on this proposal is our main beef, because it couldn't be further from the truth. The majority of people in every poll ever conducted overwhelmingly support this project. And we just want to be the voice of those silent majority that actually want to see this get up and moving.
Hmm. Tactically, you can see from their point of view, from the opponent's point of view, why it's good to characterise their position as in the majority. And they make that reference every time they talk about it, basically to try and, I don't know, convince everyone that there's more support for the ban, for the no cable car than there is for the yes case. So it's a pretty normal sort of tactic when you're doing some kind of external lobbying. Not necessarily accurate, but that's the position that they have clearly decided to take.
Yeah, and it's just part of what their constant stream of mistruths are regarding the project. For instance, Vicar's claims on the Wellington Park Management Plan. There's 10 specific references in the Wellington Park Management Plan considering a cable car as a potential mode of transport to get to the summit. It's specifically mentioned in the Wellington Park Management Plan as allowed. And he says it's counter to it. That is complete fallacy. He expects people, you know, these documents are publicly available online. Anyone can download it and read it for themselves. And yet I can't see how they think people are silly enough to believe their claims when the evidence is right there before our eyes that says completely the opposite.
Hmm. So the you're suggesting Vicar's claim specifically was that the Mount Wellington cable car proposal is in contravention of the Wellington Park Management Plan, and you're suggesting that's not true?
Well, it's not a suggestion. It's fact. You can download the document. You can read it. It's specifically mentioned in the plan that a cable car is allowed.
Hmm. The other interesting one, I guess, was the how can I put it, the lack of equivalence between the various projects that go on the mountain, particularly the 40+ k's of bike track seem to have a different standard of process than does the cable car.
Well, it's not just that. In 2010, Hobart City Council passed the DA for visitor centre, restaurant, cafe, etc. at the Springs. Aboriginal Heritage rated one paragraph in that, and essentially it was desktop study is okay. If you find any artefacts, let us know. The bike path, as you say, passed and construction already started without any reference to Aboriginal surveys on site. The Big Ben Fire Trail, they're upgrading that down into Glenorchy. Significant earthworks happening up there that nobody talks about, but that went through okay, no problem, without any Aboriginal heritage required. So with Hobart City Council, it seems very much to be a case of do as we say and not as we do.
Mm. Which has been one of the allegations of substance by the company, that every time they go back with an answer to the questions that have been provided by council, there suddenly is a whole bunch of other questions that need to be answered, and then more, and then more, and then more. So is this the perception is that there's not exactly balance in this process. So the look, why do you think that other than the not in my backyard people, and you sort of understand that anything significantly changing in your particular neighbourhood is likely to cause a little bit of grief. But why do you think there's such a vigorous opposition over so long from so many people in power in Hobart? Why has this been such a contentious issue?
The people in power that are against it are essentially looking after their voter support base, which are located in a particular part of Hobart. This is one of the problems with the system we have of non-compulsory voting in local government election. You can have special interest groups hijacking elections. And, you know, and certain people on council have campaigned against the cable car and got elected in on that platform. And then how they expected to be impartial when it comes to judging a DA, I have no idea. And let's face it, it's not the first time some of them have campaigned against cable cars. Our Lord Mayor was president of the organisation that was prominent anti-cable car group for the Skyrail in Cairns. And look at how badly they got that one wrong.
Yeah, so badly wrong that the Queensland government's going to build another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Cairns one's magnificent if you've never been on it. And that's one of the things, when we talk about tourism, can you imagine a single human, and I count myself a single human who has done the trek in one way or another to the pinnacle and taken in that unbelievable view, who wouldn't come back for the chance to see it from a cable car heading to the summit? I mean, the return tourism just to do that would be extraordinary.
Well, can you imagine tourism? Like the full-page ad campaigns that we've had in the Mercury, you know, there was one recently of the cable car in the Blue Mountains in Sydney.
Yep.
Can you imagine that style of photo in full-page ads and newspapers all over Australia coming up the face of our mountain? What a draw card would that be? Yep. Every time visitors come to Tasmania, you know, friends, family, everyone always takes them to the top of the mountain to take in the view. It's the pilgrimage that all visitors have to take with the locals that are showing them around. Imagine being able to do that on a cable car. What a fantastic draw card and word of mouth attraction for Tasmania when those people go home and rave about the trips they took.
Yeah, there are so many reasons for doing it. I'm staggered that there's such opposition to it. Even just from an environmental point of view, if you just slice that out, there's so many good reasons for doing it. Tony, I appreciate you making contact with us, mate. It's curious to note that there is a supporters group out there that's vaguely organised, and we'll keep the argy-bargy going, maintain the rage, because I like the idea of it, and I always have since I first heard it, and it's just a personal view.
Well, it ticks so many... The problems that the Hobart City Council are trying to solve on the mountain with various proposals like horse saddle and, you know, other white elephants like that, all those things are answered by a cable car, but they refuse to see it. I just can't understand why.
Okay, we'll watch the process play out as it will, but I look forward to the idea of being able to catch a cable car to the summit and then checking out some of the important Indigenous heritage in and around Hobart from that location. All right, good on you, Tony. Appreciate your input, mate. Thank you. Thanks for the chat.
Okay, thank you, bro.
Okay, I've got to fly. It's Tony Doherty from the Hobart Cable Car Supporters Group. The other side of the equation.
Live from Hobart, 6 a.m. weekdays. Brian Carlton, the Spoon Man, on 107.3 Triple M.